Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Yeah, Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Kruber studio.
And your girl J-Dub kicking it with you today. I'm filling in for Deanna Hustle, man. I think she's probably still enjoying her birthday. I think that's what's happening. I don't know. 5:59 on your Monday morning. Highs today near 45. Currently it's 23 degrees in Independence. What are we gonna do today? What you thinking? It's Monday.
I know it's gonna be a sad day in Kansas City.
Yeah, buddy. Man.
Yesterday was rough.
It was terrible.
We'll get into the Chiefs.
Yeah.
We need our prayer warriors to pray for Patrick Mahomes' left knee. Lord have mercy. We'll dive into the Chiefs later on this morning.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Mayor Lucas. He might have some things to say about the Chiefs, too.
Talking
all things KC, that conversation starts at 7:38. And we also got your chance to pick a gift under our Christmas tree.
Looking at these gifts under this tree, it's going to be nice.
We hustling and shining on a sad Monday in Kansas City. On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
When your energy is being wasted, you end up feeling drained. When your energy is being put to purposeful use, you feel exhilarated. If you sense a lack of energy, what you're likely noticing is a lack of meaningful focus. Fortunately, that's something you can quickly and dramatically change. Stand up straight, take a deep breath, and focus your thoughts on something you're profoundly thankful for. You'll immediately notice positive energy rushing into your awareness. It's not just a parlor trick, it's a real transformation. It's a visceral demonstration of your ability to improve your state and increase your energy anytime you decide to do so. Other catalysts such as music, physical activity, and a change of environment can have similar transformative impacts. One way or another, get yourself into a positive, purposeful state, and there's no limit to what you can achieve. You have the power to quickly boost your energy and focus your efforts. Remind yourself of it often and put it to great use. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your Monday morning. Breezy, not as cold, with a little bit of sunshine today. Highs near 45. Currently, it's 24 degrees in Grandview.
Now, I know Taylor Swift ain't on everybody's favorite list. I get it. I understand. But, man, there's no way that you can hate on a good gesture as she rewarded some of her employees that was on the Eras Tour some mighty fine bonuses.
The bonus day is so important because setting a precedent with the Eras Tour is really important to me because people who work on the road, if the tour grosses more, they get more of a bonus. And these people just work so hard and they are the best at what they do. So every single person on the crew, I've handwritten them a note. It took me a couple weeks, but it's fun to write the notes. It's like fun to think about everybody's lives that they're going to go back to and the time off they're going to have and the, you know, the kids they haven't seen because they've been away for months and making that worthwhile for them. It feels like Christmas morning when you finally get to say thank you.
So the staff got bonuses that totaled more than $197 million.
That is dope. Like, seriously, can you imagine going to work and getting a bonus to, like, change the trajectory of the rest of... Well, okay.
So, oh, girl. I can't actually.
I can't either.
I don't...
But...
I don't know what that feels like.
But imagine.
Okay, bet. Let me try to... Okay.
You got the Palo Alto over there. Go ahead and tune in. Could you imagine getting something that would change the trajectory of the rest of the year for you? Like, wow. Just wow. Okay.
Making that real money.
Ah. Make that noise again. Ah. Oh, man. Moving on. Clarissa Shields, boxer Clarissa Shields. You familiar with her game?
I'm very familiar with her, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, you know, she with Papoose, the man who's never takes off his fitted. She claims that her and him got some plans for 2026.
I'm having a baby. Pap want a boy, so I want a boy. But I don't mind either one. My son probably going to rap and box.
He's going to have a hand problem
for sure, like his daddy. I've already decided at the age of 30, I want to start my family, you know. So I'll be 31. It's a year late, but... it's fine. I just want to get my two or three fights out the way, and then I want to start my family. And then after that, I can get back in shape and fight some more.
No, the old adage is, you know, you tell God your plans and he laugh at you.
You want to see God laugh, baby. But I mean, as long as she got it, she good. Listen, she going to do the thing.
For real.
I don't think nobody want to fight her, so she's like, let me go ahead and do my thing.
Yeah, she need to stop talking to Layla Ali like that. That's the only thing. Yeah, she got to chill with that.
That disrespectful.
But I don't know. It take a lot. I'm glad that she's taking seriously the responsibility of kids, because I sure did. I'm just now.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say within the past 2 or 3 years.
Getting to that point.
Fully ready.
Yeah, yeah.
To be a father, have a kid.
I just hope she's not just saying a thing to say a thing. Like, you know, I hope she really is, like, committed to what she's... I want to have a boy, but it don't matter. I think a healthy baby is what's important.
Of course. Exactly. That you took the words right out of my mouth. That mean I ain't got to say nothing else.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
I sure got my hoodie and my...
I see you.
Beanie on.
I see you.
I don't play about no cold, man. I just... the older I get, the worse.
You feel it in your bones.
It's my tolerance for it is low. That's what it is. It's
your tolerance for cold is low.
Yeah, very, man. Very, very low now. I don't want to deal with it no more. Like, I'll take a dash of cold.
What is a dash of do you?
Like December. And after, like, January 1st, uh-huh. I want it to be spring.
And yet, it actually gets colder.
Right.
It actually gets colder in January and February. But, I mean, you know, go off.
Yeah.
Go off.
So, over the weekend, I had to go see Deanna at Aura, yeah. As she made her DJ and debut up in there. Boy, it's a stew. You done the fool up in there, dog.
It's
boy, look, the light show that's up in there, uh-huh. Man, I love it. And then Deanna's logo was back up on there. I got the video on my Instagram if y'all want to check it out at Brian B. Shining.
Duh.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. But yeah, had to check D out mm-hmm. on her birthday weekend. And then that was after I had DJed my Uncle Tony and Aunt Rochelle's birthdays. So they both was turning 55. Okay. So they called it. They had two nicknames for it. He's like, okay. Nephew, we turning double nickel. Oh, you know what I'm
double
saying?
Double nickel. Oh, so, and he said in that voice too.
Yeah, double nickel. So they called it the 110 party.
Okay.
That's them Sagittarius, man. They always got to, you know.
They can't just that be was here. Real, they right. got to be way up here.
Right. That was like Myron-esque. You know, Myron liked to try and, yeah, you know.
the double nickel.
And then Saturday morning I visited High Aspirations and you know, tagged along my nephew DJ. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mr. Henry Wash. And then I was playing all the ringtone jams at patio at a Y2K party. Shout out to my dog Els and my dog Monte. We had a good time there.
Aww.
What did you get into over the weekend?
Listen, I went out to eat. Went to, what's the name of that place called? Where they do the meat, the Fogo de Chao's. Fogo de Chao's, I went there.
Where they do what?
The meats. Oh, shut up.
That was crazy.
I can say that. Okay, anyway. Anyway, poor. And then I also own a cookie business, and so I actually made about 500 cookies.
Ooh, the Almondy cookies
for the Museum of Kansas City this weekend, okay. As they did their fairy princess situation.
You give them the Almondy ones.
The Almondy ones. Little snowflakes.
What did you call them?
Snowflakes. I mean the cookies, sugar cookies. What?
I thought you called them something else. I thought Amaretto. That's what I thought you called it.
No, I didn't. Okay. No, that was not me.
My bad. That was me.
That was somebody else.
My bad.
That wasn't me.
My bad. And then, of course, on something, what was you?
Was you
depressed yesterday like everybody else?
I already rolled. Like, as soon as we got through with about, like, the end of the second quarter, I wrapped up in a blanket. I was preparing.
Y'all, we got, of course, we all watched the Chiefs yesterday. We got to talk about it. We got to address it. And I got a lot to talk about, so let me get to the break. That's coming up at about 6:51.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Here we are. One of the worst days in Chiefs history.
This is a sad day.
Happened on December 14th, 2025. As not only our mighty Kansas City Chiefs were eliminated from playoff contention, but our fearless leader.
Wow.
Our MVP, two-time MVP that is. Patrick LeVon Mahomes II tore his ACL.
Damn.
That is a 9 to 12 month injury.
Yeah.
And the future is bleak for the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
Yes. I mean, I haven't felt this way in so long. This is like a distant memory.
It's been a while, J-Dub. But the feeling is oh so familiar. I don't forget. The ones who are real, you don't forget what this feeling feel like in the 90s.
It's just...
In the 2000s.
It's just that it hurts. It hurts.
It hurts bad. It does. But this is the reality of the National Football League.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have one of the toughest schedules. And in the oddity, the Chiefs' schedule actually got tougher as the season went along.
Yeah.
The injuries mounted up. The mistakes piled up. And the weight of a dynasty finally crashed on Kansas City.
As they say, any given Sunday.
And oddly enough, this is Mahomes' ninth year and Tom Brady's ninth year. Same injury.
Wow.
He tore his ACL. You know who tore his ACL? The Kansas City Chiefs. Week one in 2008. So, look, man. Look, y'all, it's going to be so much blank talking to Kansas City. It's already started.
It started yesterday.
So, look, Chiefs Kingdom, I would advise y'all to just stay off the internet. Don't think about the Chiefs. Focus on yourself, kings and queens.
Give yourself 24 hours.
Focus on the family.
Focus on Christmas.
Go get you a hobby.
A job.
KU basketball, MU basketball, K-State basketball. It's that time. The Royals. We got spring training coming up in about 2 months.
Yep. Just prepare yourself for that. Focus on what you can control.
If you want to vent to us, Kansas City, please hit that Attorney Roger Wright, I Got You text line, 816-900-4103, and say what you got to say. Get it off your chest.
Get it off
your thumbs.
You'll feel better.
Busy Bent Man, 816 day. We on Hustling and Shopping.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you for tapping in and making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. Mm-hmm. Love and appreciate you, because we know and we realize without you, there would be no us, because you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with Hustle and Shine, and we love and appreciate you for that so, so much.
Yep.
What's going on in that text line, J-Dub?
Listen, first I want to start off on a good note. Want to shout out to the Redmond kids at Oak Grove School District. Go ahead and do your thing today in school.
You know it.
Go and do your thing today. But listen, we keep us sounding off over here. Miss Cindy said...
Oh, no.
Miss Cindy said, They didn't want us to win anyway. Them old, them funky MFs.
Oh.
We still the town. I put that on my mama.
Okay.
Go Chiefs.
Me too. On my mama, on my hood.
Cynthia Good said it's a sad day for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sad about my quarterback. I'm sad about my Virgo brother. Mm. A very, very sad day. Mm. Let's see. Anastasia said,
she's only reading the clean ones, y'all.
So I'm going through every other one. Listen. Good morning. I feel sickened. Get well, Mahomes. Okay. Last one. All right, okay. Last one. That's one I can read. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. It was an amazing run. I'll be here waiting for your return. Love you guys. Bridget said, love you.
Shout out to the real Chiefs fans. Y'all know we talked about feeling this pain. We done felt it before.
We've been here.
And the real ones done felt it before. Now, them bandwagon ones, they finna hop off, y'all.
Listen,
and let them.
People getting on the bus. Go on and go. Get on up and go on in.
And run their ass over next time you see them, all right?
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your Monday morning. Highs today near 45. Currently, it is 23 degrees at the T-Mobile Center.
All right, you remember Young Money?
Young Money.
I want to love every girl in the world. You remember that song?
Yeah. I remember that song.
Free sweets, I give Paris Hilton all nights. In about 3 years, holla at me, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, well, Reginae Carter, the daughter of Lil Wayne, is speaking out and saying that that verse from Mac Main could have potentially stopped her a bag from Disney.
What? Because of who my dad is, people are going to put that on me. Mm-hmm. Even with Disney Channel, my uncle had a song that says, in about 3 years, holla at me, Miley Cyrus, right?
Oh.
I wanted to do something for Disney. Couldn't. Because my uncle said in about 3 years, oh, holla at me, Miley Cyrus.
But you know, Disney don't play.
They don't play.
Because, like.
Man.
Wow. Wow.
He should have waited for after Disney. Like, he should have been patient. Then, you know.
He wasn't thinking about that.
Right, yeah.
He wasn't thinking about that.
And I'm critically thinking about it now. That's kind of creep mode.
It was when I heard it the first time. Yeah. Yeah.
Watch what you say and watch what you do, man. In other news, we got this thing with 21 Savage still trying to defend Drake in this Kendrick Lamar thing, man. Out.
I told that thing, do all that anyway. Told that that he felt like he was being challenged lyrically, so he wanted to respond. And people chose who they, you know what I told Drake? He called me one of them days, so I called him. I think this was after the first song, the song with Metro then. And I said, you finna go into a battle that you can't win. Like, there's no way you can win. No matter what, bro, certain situations, even if you win, you still don't win.
He's right. It was a lose-lose situation for Drake. It was. He was going into a lion's den.
He was, and he did.
But he set himself up for all of that. So, but look, hip-hop is a sport, and you gotta battle it out.
Hey. Any given son. I'm just playing. Okay, I'm playing.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Another Monday, so we have to tap in and talk all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, Kansas City Public Schools is strongly opposing a proposed 30-year tax exemption for the Country Club Plaza, saying it would cost the district critical funding for classrooms, teacher pay, and retention. Now, the plaza owners are asking to make alternative payments instead of full property taxes, payments that KCPS says would be less than what they already receive today. For a lot of Kansas Cityans, this feels like city government choosing business interests over public education, Mayor Lucas. How do you respond to that concern, and where do you personally draw the line between economic development and fully funding our public schools?
You know, I read the letter from the superintendent of schools on Friday. Immediately after that, I called the developers at the Country Club Plaza, the schools. I ended up meeting on Friday afternoon with the superintendent, with KCPS representatives, with the plaza ownership. I think that there is a pathway to compromise that does a few things that I think the superintendent has every right to ask for. But the primary portion of her letter was saying that nobody's even talked to us. She was saying that we want to make sure that we're part of a growing and developing Kansas City. Part of that is a stronger Country Club Plaza long term. But at the same time, it's not one that is just exclusively on the backs of KCPS children. I expect within the next week, probably next 3-4 days, for the parties to come to some level of agreement. on what is the proper amount of public support in the project. There will be some, but importantly, how do you make sure that the schools benefit from it? You know, there is a nasty thing going on right now with tax increment financing, tax abatements, and redirections. They're used on things like, heck, the Asperia campus, the Sprint campus in Overland Park. You see them in almost every region of our community. What is unfortunate is that it almost always is a redirection of taxpayer dollars. In this project, we would look for the plaza to prove why it's making and how it's making more money and to ensure that the schools, that the city, that all of us get real benefit in being part of this development.
Got our weekly conversation, talking all things KC with Mayor Lucas on Hustle and Shine.
Mayor Lucas, Chiefs fans across KC woke up to a tough day with Mahomes' injury and missing the playoffs. How is us leaving the playoff picture and the season early, how is that going to affect Kansas City? Like financially, like the morale, like what should we be preparing for?
I mean, look, we have survived many years. A lot of the kids won't remember the Chiefs not in the playoffs. Of course, me and Brian and so many others know that that was something that just happens a lot. Look, I feel for my friends in the restaurant, hotel business. Make sure that y'all out supporting come this January, because I do know that a lot of them were building budgets based on full venues and all of that. Because not just that the Chiefs have been in the playoffs. So the Chiefs have been hosting home games through January for a whole lot of seasons. AFC Championship game, I believe 6 of the 7 last years, or 5 of the 7, being played at Arrowhead Stadium. So, you know, that's going to be a difference maker. But we're a resilient community. It was too bad to see what happened yesterday. Prayers up for Patrick Mahomes. I know he's going to have a recovery process. But the Chiefs will be back. There'll be some who leave us. Some who move on, but we'll be back strong, ready to compete next year. And I'm just recording all the haters. Got haters all around the country taking notes. So for when we're back, we'll be ready to talk.
Exactly.
You know it. Still talking with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Missouri just approved a temporary law allowing bars to stay open 24 hours during the World Cup next summer. While some people see this as a way to show KC off on the world stage, Mayor Lucas, others are worried about the real-life impact once the cameras are off. From a public safety standpoint, are you concerned extended alcohol hours could lead to more crime or strain on police and emergency services? And is this strictly a short-term World Cup move, or could this be used as a test run for permanently expanding alcohol hours in Kansas City?
No, I mean, I am concerned that this, you always have to think about the public safety balance. Probably our greatest challenge isn't sometimes the length of hours. It is that folks are all coming out at the same time. When the 3 a.m. bars get out, for example, in some entertainment districts, that's when you see shooting activity and fights. So in some ways, it might actually be better. The other thing that you think about with this, a lot of our visitors not bringing their own automobiles, sometimes you worry about an increase in drunk driving, all of that. This is not the sort of thing we're planning to keep around permanently. We just know that some of the games are finishing so late here in the U.S., which means people are going to be watching later. This allows everybody that opportunity to, I guess, partake as you go throughout it. But no, I don't expect it to be regular. This is a temporary thing, and hopefully everybody's nice and responsible.
Hey, boy, Mayor Lucas, the Chiefs laws kind of getting to you a little bit. I see that beard poking out, dog. You starting to look
sure,
like
beard depression, man. You know, it's a new day. This is going to be something for us.
You starting to look like Bill Cosby in the 70s, man.
Ooh.
Wow.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
What?
Don't you do that.
Mayor Lucas, come on, man. You know how we get down, man.
I know how you're saying it. Bill Cosby, well, actually, I'm not even going to say anything. I got you, though. I got you.
Have a good one and continue to be a blessing for the town, Mayor Lucas.
All right, y'all. Everybody be safe. I guess we do talk next week, but finish your shopping this week. Don't stress your family out. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 on your Monday morning. High is today near 45. Currently, it is 26 degrees at the T-Mobile Center.
Dame Dash becoming what he always didn't want to be, which is a chatty patty.
Mm-hmm.
He recently, in an interview, was asked about his previous relationship with Aaliyah, and they asked why he dated her after Jay-Z. Oh, boy.
Something attractive about what I'm doing. But Dame, it wasn't just Aaliyah, though. It wasn't just Aaliyah. Allegedly, Dame went after multiple of his women. Huh? Allegedly. And this was from one of the cameras. Again,
you don't know
allegedly.
You talking about choke no stupid ass that wasn't around? No, he's a liar. And he ran. He's a me. We had to fight Paris. He ran. Stop believing those people. That shouldn't be your source of information.
No, no, no.
I don't think you should listen to those things.
It was a question.
I gave you the answer.
Your demise with Jay-Z.
I just gave you the answer. I just said, okay. I would never ever wife a girl that my man bone.
That's what you said. He wouldn't do it.
So then you did that.
Okay, so all right. That doesn't explain why you was with her after.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because it you could say a thing, but that's not what we saw. Not what we saw.
I would have been swallowed up.
We're gonna leave it there.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Sagittarius season. It's time to wish those outspoken, impulsive, and restless Sagittarius some happy birthday.
Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to actor from My Wife and Kids, George O'Gore II. Happy birthday to actress and rapper April Jones. Happy birthday to singer from The Supremes, Cindy Birdsong. Happy birthday to actor from 227, Hal Williams. Happy heavily birthday to former model and partner of Diddy, Kim Porter. Happy birthday to actor Daniel Ezra. And happy birthday to TV actor from Miami Vice, Don Johnson. All right, now let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Brittany Hayes Butler, Becca Lynn, and Jordan Spann. Sending birthday love to Sasha Rochelle, Tommy Knocker, and Michi Jones. Plus sending birthday love to Ronzo Bryant, Jay Williams, and a big, special, special happy birthday to my nephew Marcel Reed. Happy 18th birthday, man. I love you. And happy birthday to everybody else born on December 15th. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. It's Nay.
Good morning, Nay. How are you doing this on Monday morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, can't complain.
All right, Nay. I need you to look down and see what that check engine light looking like.
It ain't on. Don't do me like that.
Ooh, see?
Good,
see?
Good.
See?
I'm just concerned. No, I'm concerned.
Check engine light ain't on
right.
like yours.
Thank you. Mine is not either.
Mine ain't on. I'm just trying to,
Is your air pressure light still on?
No, I got that done over the weekend, so I'm good over here. I'm going to tag you on the picture, too, when we get on Facebook, Nate.
All right, then let me see that then.
Nate, you ready to win two tickets to the Montaleo Live at the Truman going down March 1st?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead and finish these lyrics.
We knew you said that it was painless. Down and out, drowning in the sea of my anguish. Funny. You always said hope floats comprehended, but I can't cope. So I
gotta find my way back to you, baby. Gotta find my way back
to who?
To you, baby.
Yeah! Come on, you did that thing. Now you won two tickets to Montaleo Live, going down at the Truman. On March the 1st. Who you gonna take?
Yes.
Who you gonna take?
I might take one of my sisters. I don't know.
Okay, sister.
Cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up.
The best and only Hot 103 Jam. With Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Duh.